As a university faculty, one of the activities that I partake in as a service activity, a service to my profession, is I review journal articles, or actually I review manuscripts that have been submitted to journals in the hopes that they will be published. I've been doing this now for about 10 years, and I do it for about a half dozen different journals. And as it's the summer months, I've had the opportunity to increase the number of manuscripts that I've been reviewing. Because I'm not teaching as much during the summer, and my research and meetings and everything else has slowed down. And one of the things that I've noticed in a number of the reviews that I've written have been comments related to the literature review. There's two areas in particular that I've critiqued or criticized people's literature reviews on. The first of those is the fact that there seems to be little structure in a lot of literature reviews. The second, and probably the more common, is that the literature reviews appear to be a summary of the literature as opposed to a critique of the literature. In terms of the structure, any good literature review should have a funnel-shaped organization, meaning that you should start as broad as possible when it comes to the literature, and then funnel your way down narrower and narrower until by the time the reader finishes the literature review, they are looking at the world through a very specific lens, a specific lens that you have guided them through in that funnel-shaped environment. Now, in terms of summarizing the literature, a lot of literature reviews you'll read, even ones that get published, tend to say such and such said this, such and such found this, such and such reported this, such and such stated this. And that's not all that useful in all honesty. To give you an example from, say, the generational differences literature, which is an area that I use as an example quite frequently. Prensky, for example, states that this generation of students are digital natives and that way in which they learn has been changed because of their exposure to digital technology that they've had since they've been born. And because of that, we need to teach them in different ways. Howe and Strauss talk about how this generation of students is much more engaged and much more involved and much more optimistic than any other previous generation of students. On the other hand, Jean Twenge talks about how this generation of students are more narcissistic than ever before, and how her title of her book is how this generation is more miserable than any before. That summary gives you three very different definitions of what today's students are like. And if all I did was summarize those three, it doesn't give you really much to go on. Which of these three should I believe? You know, two of them are actually quite contradictory. This is why it's important to critique the literature. You can critique the literature in a couple of different ways. You can provide context for the reader so they can draw their own conclusions, or for that matter, you can actually draw your own conclusions as the writer about the reliability and validity of the work that you're talking about. So, to give you an example again, if I were to critique those three pieces, I would say, based on his unsystematic observations of his own kids and kids of family and friends, Prensky believes that today's student is changed in terms of how they learn based upon their access to digital technology. On the other hand, Howe and Strauss, based upon survey responses from a couple of thousand students living in Fairfax, Virginia, one of the most affluent suburbs, one of the most affluent zip codes in the entire United States, has a very optimistic view about the engagement and involvement of today's youth. On the other hand, Jean Twenge, using a reliable and validated instrument known as the NSI, with college freshmen and seniors, using a data set that has hundreds of thousands of entries from just about every single state in the U.S., has found that today's student is much more narcissistic than ever before. Providing you with the context of those three, the fact that Prensky's isn't based on research at all, that Howe and Strauss, while based upon research, is really a skewed sample, and Twenge has this large sample with a validated instrument, gives you a really different view of the three views of generational differences that I've just talked about. And that's really the difference between summarizing the literature and critiquing the literature. And I know I get a lot of doctoral students and master's students that monitor this blog, and meandering out loud is really for you to provide you with advice as you go about working on your own literature reviews.